And this is live in Studio C from Classical 91.1 Nashville Public Radio. I'm Nina Cardona, sitting in for Will Griffin, and very pleased to welcome today a very young and talented pianist and composer, Reagan Castile. Thanks for joining us, Reagan.
Thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
Well, Reagan is a Nashvillian, but we haven't had her in Nashville much as of late. Reagan just finished a year of study at Interlochen and is headed off very soon to the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. So we're very lucky to have her in the studios in this brief moment back in Music City before you head off to the big world.
Yes, ma'am.
And Reagan, I understand you brought one of your own compositions, that you've been studying composition at Interlochen, and you'll be a composition major at Eastman.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me a little bit about how you wrote this piece of music. I understand your teacher had a really interesting exercise that spurred some thoughts here.
When I came to Interlochen, I had little to no composition experience or training at all. And my teacher tried all of these different ways to get me to be able to communicate what I wanted to communicate in as many forms as I could. So in one lesson, she pulled out a piece of paper and some colored pencils and said, "Can you draw your piece that you're trying to write right now?" And I kind of laughed and I didn't take it seriously at first, but then I put the pencils on the paper and everything made so much more sense when I could visualize it. So since then, I have started to visualize my music before it comes to fruition, and it really helps me to sort through my thoughts and organize what I'm trying to say and what I want those thoughts to sound like when they come out. So this particular piece, I envisioned a stained glass window and how each of the sections, which are separated by the black lines, are still so vivid in color, but they're still concentrated and they're not mixing with each other, but together they create the whole thing.
So this is Circles of Stained Glass by Reagan Castile, performed by the composer. Circles of Stained Glass by Regan Castile, performed by Regan Castile here live in Studio C on Classical 91.1. Now, Regan, I understand you started high school here in Nashville at Hume Fogg.
Yes, ma'am.
But you finished this past year not at Hume Fogg. Where did you go and how did that happen?
I spent the last year studying at Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan. I kind of got into this composition thing partially by accident. I decided to write a band piece, and then that spiraled into another piece and another, and I applied to go to camp at Interlochen last summer, the summer of 2015. And I went to camp, and it was there that I kind of took my first steps as a composer, and I took my first lessons, and I just kept working and kept writing. And then I came home, and I was going to go back to Hume Fogg and finish my high school, and that was great. But while I was at camp, I was presented with the fact that they have a boarding school that's grades 9 through 12, and I applied, and I had been accepted, and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do, so I came back, and I went to school for 2 weeks, and then I decided this is what I want to do. I want to focus my schooling and my training to be a composer. So I went there for my senior year, for the last year of high school, and I graduated in May with my high school diploma from not Hume Fogg, which was quite a surprise. I was never expecting to do that, but.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations on being accepted to Eastman School of Music, which of course is a fine institution. And I understand after you, all that you had to do to prepare for college auditions and to get that coveted spot, you had an opportunity to pick some music that you wanted to play just for fun. And we're about to hear one of those pieces. What did you pick?
Yes, ma'am. I picked Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. I had always loved this piece, and I had never gotten to play it, and my teacher after college auditions said, you get to play whatever you want, and this was the first thing that came to my mind.
All right, well, let's hear it. Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. Thank you. beautiful. Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. Lovely, lovely. Always a favorite piece of music. Of course you picked that when your teacher gave you free rein. Reagan Castile, young 17-year-old pianist in with us today in her last few weeks here in Nashville before she goes off to the Eastman School of Music in upstate New York. And the next piece that we're about to hear, I understand, is from your audition to get into the Eastman School. But of course, Reagan is going as a composition major, and you need to be able to show that you're not just that you are a good composer, but that you have competency as a musician yourself. And yes, you had a little tricky situation because you play more than one instrument. And which one do you audition?
Yes, ma'am. Right? I auditioned at all of my schools as a clarinet minor or clarinet primary. And the Eastman admissions office emailed me on Christmas Eve after they had told me that my clarinet audition did not pass. And they said, we just rechecked your application and said and saw that you also play piano. Do you think you could prepare a piano audition in 2 months? So I thought, why not? They're giving me
and
this
how
chance.
How long had you just spent preparing your clarinet audition?
Like the whole first semester and
right.
summer.
just to give people a little perspective here.
Yes, ma'am.
So you had a very short time to pull together an audition package.
Yes, ma'am.
So and what did you play?
I played, I spent these 2 months practicing nonstop. I played a Beethoven sonata, a Bach prelude and fugue, and this Ginastera, Danzas Argentinas. And this piece gave me kind of a sanctuary because it was so much fun to play that I didn't mind all of the stress of preparing a whole audition in two months.
Well, fun to play and fun to listen to, I'm sure. Music of Alberto Ginastera, Danzas Argentinas. Thank you. A set of Argentinian dances by Alberto Ginastera, the hands of Regan Castile dancing over the keyboard of the piano there, live in Studio C on Classical 91.1. Thank you so much for joining us today,
Regan. Thank you for having me.
We heard earlier Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy and one of Regan's own compositions, Circles of Stained Glass. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Tennessee for their assistance making this show possible. Our thanks to Carl Peterson for making us sound good on the radio, Ed Lambert for helping us out there in Studio D. Up next week, Will Griffin will be back with the E. Madrigali Choral Ensemble. We hope you'll tune in again each Tuesday at 12:06, just live in Studio C, and you can hear a rebroadcast of the show Thursday evening at 6:06, or find archived episodes of the show anytime online at 91one.org.